Music.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It seems like
Well, hi, everyone. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air. And guess what? I might be a day older than my birthday. Actually, 3 days older than my birthday. But I am the hostess with the most. So I want to say hello. And please, everyone who sent me beautiful well wishes and who absolutely made my birthday just perfect, I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody for wishing me well. And you know, I am a young 60, because you know, somebody said 60 is the new 40. I don't know, whatever happened to 60 is the new 30. So I'm just not sure about that, because I like to hear the 60 is the new 30. But you know, chronologically, age is age. It never bothers me. I always feel like the alternative, and people always say, well, what happens on the alternative? Well, like, who's scared of that? We all talk and see them. We might not see them in real form, but we see them in our mind's eye. Some people do see apparitions. Some people can see the form of others. They are very strong spirits that come and allow you to see that. So I always say that, hey, the alternative, are you kidding? We live with the alternative. Today, I am so excited to tell you what is going on. So this week, tomorrow, I have Jerry Humphreys. He's going to rock the house with everything and every talent that he has. In fact, Jerry, for my birthday, gave me a reading. It was just wonderful. And so did Annabelle. And I talked to everybody, Becca, and so did Candy. And it is so cool how synchronicity works. And I want to thank all of them. If I haven't thanked you yet, I loved everything you said, except if it wasn't so positive. But most of my readings were absolutely positive. So I am so excited about my new year and what's going on with the show. So Jerry will be here tomorrow, and I will then be in Kentucky Wednesday and Thursday, and you will get to hear me. All the shows that you might not have had a chance to hear, we're going to start putting them on. So there will always be a show here Monday through Thursday at 1 o'clock, whether it's live with me or you'll hear one of my past shows. And I always love to pick the ones that just tickle my fancy. So please, if you feel that you missed a show, tune in, because I know Wednesday and Thursday you'll have pre-recorded shows, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week you'll have pre-recorded shows. My live show will be next Thursday, and then I think I'm with you live for the remainder until I think the end of August. But I am so excited to do this. That way my shows will be on like they used to, every day except Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you know, you never know what's going to happen then. So today I want to tell you, I felt like I wanted to talk about clearing and cleansing, because I don't know if anybody heard the last show, but it's important for you to clear and cleanse not only yourself but your space. I feel like a lot of people, they forget that energy, whether it's positive or negative, you emit too. So, you know, if you're dealing with people or situations and you're not feeling comfortable, you're frustrated, you're angry, you don't know what's up, you need to clear yourself. And I always, when I clear myself, I always say, please clear the negative vibes of myself as well as others, because we also emit the negative vibes from us dealing with the negative influx that comes with any energy that isn't positive. So I always clear myself with myself first and then with any other energy. So I would love to know if that will help you. I also believe that when we're clearing our energies out, we don't need to be sitting for an hour cleaning energies. If we had to do that, I would be, I don't know what I would do. I would probably be full of every energy that you could think of, positive or negative, because I wouldn't be able to clear myself. So I just do. Jerry has a great little clearing that he does between clients, and I actually do too. So I want to go over them with you, because maybe it will work for you. So before I actually get to the phone lines, I'm going to tell you, it's mine is, well, actually, Jerry's is almost a 1 minute cleanse. And what he does is he imagines water all over, like just you're drenched in water, you stick your hands out to the sides, and you take your hands and you turn them so it's like splashing the water away. He does it three times, and he says in that process, please cleanse my aura of all negative energy of my own and others, and take it away. So I got to ask Jerry, he's on tomorrow, so I don't want to speak for him, but I'm pretty sure that's kind of like what he says. But we will ask, because I don't want to speak for anybody. What I do, and I love that, because he does it in between clients, it's really cool. It's all about emotion with negative energy or positive energy. So you're taking the water of emotions, and you're just making it flow right through your fingertips and out your hand. Mine, what I do is, because I am all about rainbows and colors and just fabulous. So I look at a shower and I feel that the shower head's above my head. I see the rainbow shower coming down, and I say the same exact thing, that please take all energies that are of my negative energies of my own and others that have come, and wash them down the drain. And then I watch the water of the rainbow wash down the drain, and then I feel cleansed. So that's how I cleanse. I'd love to know how you cleanse. In fact, I have a friend who is a astrologist. Well, he cleanses his house, but he doesn't cleanse himself. And oh my gosh, I when he told me, I thought, you know, how much do I do that? So we're all probably very guilty of doing all that too. Thank you, Jazz. I just saw you in chat. I so appreciate it, Jazz. I love birthdays. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I did once I'm done, but I just want you to know that cleansing and clearing is not just for property. It's not just for cleansing and clearing your space. It's also about cleansing and clearing you. So remember, if you're metaphysical, even if you're not metaphysical, which I know everyone that listens is in some way or another, because I believe everybody is, please take the minute when you start feeling heavy and when you start feeling like you can't breathe and you don't know what's going on, and just look at your aura and cleanse it. The 50 seconds, 30 seconds, or a minute it takes will really make a difference to you. So people were asking me what I did for my birthday before I get to the phone lines. Oh my gosh, I think it was an eating fest for the whole week. And I've gained so much weight, it's crazy. Because my son is in, you know, chef school now. He's in baking school. He's working at a very high-end restaurant. And my husband now has taken over the duties of him having to cook for me. So they look at me and I'm eating five-star meals at my home. Like, what happened to salads and fruit, guys? So unfortunately for right now, I've got to get it under control. They're giving me all kinds of, oh, if I told you what I had, you would just, your mouth would water. And my girlfriends took me out to my favorite restaurant called The Goblin for lunch. Of course, don't you love the name The Goblin? Look it up. It's in Mount Dora. It's a fabulous restaurant. And then we went to my son's restaurant in the evening called Smiling Bison for dinner. I mean, like, who couldn't love that? So now I'm going to get to the phone lines. What I want to know from you guys is, so what do you do to cleanse and clear? And do you do it enough? And do you feel that it's necessary? So 302, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you hear. I turned 60. Uh-huh. I keep trying to convince myself. Everybody goes, oh, you don't look 60. But you should do something with the front of your hair. Right. Well, if you looked at my picture, my hair won't take any color in the front. So it's not that it's gray. It's just white. It's like a kind of clear. I don't know. But anyway, I'm trying to convince myself that 60 is the new 30. How about you, Jackie?
It is, because it's really about your attitude. It's really about your energy that you bring into the room.
I so
or
agree.
Wherever.
So agree.
But, people have told me that I am an empath, and I am, you know, finishing up my degree to be a counselor. So it's, so I do feel like even if I walk past a stranger, I can get like really strong, bad feelings about people.
Absolutely.
And so I am going to try that brushing, like the water away.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I think
who
maybe
does
I should
that,
do that.
Yeah, he's a counselor too. The one, Jerry, I think you talked to him, but he's coming on tomorrow. He has to do it between, he's a Reiki master healer and he's a counselor and a hypnotherapist. So just like we all, but he has to clear between each patient because he is our client. I call him patient because I'm nurse. And he has to clear because he says it affects his energy so much that he was bringing that energy to the next client. So it had to be something quick. And with you, I can feel your empathic abilities. So that's what will make you a great counselor. Okay, because feeling your client is exactly what they need. And then clearing your client from your aura has to come after that.
Okay.
Now,
awesome.
I chose, you know, some people, they put a cone around them, they ask this, and there's no right or wrong way for yourself. I just am ADD, which you're very aware of as a counselor. I can't concentrate over 2 seconds. So if it doesn't take me like three seconds to visualize it, it is not happening in my world. So you got to figure out, you know, do you clear your place out also? Is that what you do at the end of the day? Or
do I clear my place out?
Yeah. Do you clear your place and space out wherever you're counseling? Do you clear that out? Or do you
because I'm only there for 2 more weeks and my internship is up. So I don't really have an office.
Okay, what are you going to do afterwards?
I was going to ask you that. What my career looks like. You know, I'm just starting to dip my toe into sending out resumes, and I was wondering what that looks like for the fall.
Oh, I totally. Well, here's what I'm hearing, and I don't use this language, but I'm hearing you're going to be scooped up. Now, I don't say scooped up, so I know that somebody from spirit. I'm also up spirit here with me. And I feel that I want to say it's a female figure, but I feel it had male energy. So I don't know if it was a dominant female that has crossed over in your life. And she's saying you're going to be scooped up. I kind of feel like, and this is just what I feel for you, I kind of feel that I'm listening to spirit, so you want to forge your own way. It's going to be tough for you to work in somebody else's office for long because you want to forge your own way. And I don't know what that means to you and why, but that's what they keep bringing me. Did you ever think about maybe taking a shot quickly, and it's going to be a financial, you know, difficulty right at first, but did you ever think of taking a shot? And I'll tell you why they're showing this, up opening your own office.
Yes. I mean, but not initially, like I think my plan is to wait 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to last 2 years. You are really that good at what you do, and you're going to want it your way. Now, last, I don't mean that something will happen. It's just that you're not going to want the constraints of somebody else's rules, is what I hear. Now, I do know you have to work within some rules because I'm a counselor too, but I believe you're going to be a force in this, in your own business. And I feel like you'll be much happier. And the reason they're showing me this is I'm going to go through why. My daughter's best friend at the time went to law school, and she went to a very nice law school. And when she got out, they were not offering her the money that she wanted. And she said, well, heck, why would I want this? And this is, and now she has a beautiful practice and she's 30 years old. Okay. And this is what happened. She said, why would I want to make these big firms money when I can do it myself? So she went to the right place, which cost her a lot of money at the time. She flip-flopped doing a couple different law things, and then boom, she hit it. Now she has her, at 30, she travels all over, she has her own firm, and she's very successful at what she does. And when I talked to her, and I just saw her the other day, I said, oh my gosh, it took a lot of guts for you to do that. And what she said was, it did, but it was right for me. And they're showing me this picture for you. Now, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So whatever you decide is your decision. Sure, it's your path to walk. Do I think you'll last 2 years with working for someone? No. Do I feel that you're going to be very successful? Absolutely. Do I feel that you're going to be on your own? Yeah. And the spirit that is with me here is going to push you to do that. So I don't know if she's a grandmother, mother, and aunt. I'm not quite sure who this is, but you'll be getting, like, it won't be push, it'll be a shove at the right time for you to get out. Now, I feel like you need to be in somebody's office to learn the ropes a little bit, but I feel
right.
that you'll understand very quickly, honey, that the ropes belong to you and no one else. So that's what I see. And yes, you will be getting a job. If you're asking me if you're going to find something, absolutely. You're going to put your resumes out, and I absolutely see you getting something by fall. In fact, when do you put your resumes out?
I just put two of them out, but I won't actually have my diploma in hand until the end of August.
Yeah, so fall starts the end of September, okay, right? September 21st is fall. So I feel that, I feel that you are either going to find something right before, like almost out of the gate, 2 weeks out of the gate, which you put it right at fall, or 2 weeks on the other side of fall. So yeah, I believe that you are going to get work very quickly.
Okay, good.
Awesome. I know. I mean, you're awesome. And what I feel like about you is, you know, all the new counselors are understanding, because you're going to get people that either, in fact, I work with someone who totally didn't believe in what I did. And then he was getting children. He was a children's therapist. And he kept getting kids that were, you know, seeing things, hearing things. And he was, because of me and him knowing what I do and poo-pooing me, he said, I just don't, like, Bonnie, I need to ask you, will you come consult on this? Because, you know, I don't want to call everybody schizophrenic. And I feel like this person is, I don't know what to believe. I need you to come. So I did a consult. I did a consult for him. And then I feel that's the way that what's going to happen. But I really believe the counselors are going to be much more open. So they're not going to have to consult me. It was really interesting to see somebody that was totally an unbeliever consult me. So what I'm saying is you're going to have the ability down the road, not now, but down the road, to be that kind of hunch counselor. So,
well, it's weird because right now I have a client who said that she died and went to heaven, and she saw her dad and her mom and a baby, and she, like, I think some counselors would have written her off as, like, schizophrenic,
yes,
or whatever. But I'm like, no, I totally believe that that's what happened. And
that's
that the baby,
why, absolutely. Go ahead.
The baby that she saw was her grandson coming in, and she didn't even know her daughter was pregnant at the time.
Absolutely. Oh, God, I got such chills. I have to tell you, my dentist, the same thing happened to, that she's European, so that she does believe all that. But she had a dream that she was waiting for it. This baby was falling, and she picked this baby up and put him on the bed. And he said, hi, my name is Ezekiel, and I'm going to be seeing you in about 9 months. When she got off, she was pregnant. She went, and she's going to name. Now, Ezekiel happens to be an angel. So she is going to name Zadkiel or Ezekiel or something, I don't know. And she is going to name him. But I said, oh my God, because she asked me, what do you think it's going to be? And I said, well, I have a 50-50 chance, but they're telling me a boy. And she told me why. And she totally believes it. So there are so many health professionals in postdoctorate programs, as you will be, that will be totally in tune. The reason you're going to do so well is, see what you just did with this woman? You're going to have a lot of patients like that. And you are going to be known for doing that because you understand that there is other things besides besides this earth. And that's what's going to draw a lot of people to you. And that's why we need you so bad.
Well, and also I wanted to concentrate on workplace bullying because I've worked in corporate America and have had it done, seen it done. And so that's really, I think, where I'm going to be making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I do feel you'll go further than that. I feel workplace bullying is going to totally be your thing for a while. And then you're either going to develop something like a program or protocol that everybody is going to use. You're going to be the guru, this, that, and then you're going to move on to other things. I don't feel that's the only thing that you are going to be doing for people. So yes, I love that. I absolutely love it. I feel you'll be giving a lot of speeches and talks. Corporations will want you. I do believe if you do the right marketing and you do and you get to the right people, the sky's the limit for you. But I see other things going on for you too.
Awesome.
Yes, awesome. Jackie, you're doing fabulous, girl. I am going to tell you that don't limit yourself because there is going to be a time when you're going to be doing just what you just said. Only they'll be flocking, spirits going to bring them to you. Because, you know, what's so funny, I was just going to do the show on past lives, and that'll be my next show. But somebody said, no, we need to do clearing still. So it's funny because I was going to do it. Who are you? Who do you feel like you've been in your past life? Because we bring those past lives to the future life to either solve things, redo the things we couldn't do, solve karma, look in our karmic debt vault. So all of this and future lives are all hidden, okay? And so you will be doing stuff like that too. It just won't be at first.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Okay, and you will be doing it, but it's not going to be like you're going to bring what you're doing forward, but Spirit's not going to let you just do that. You're going to go into some really cool, very, very innovative things.
Awesome.
Yeah, go for it, Jackie, and clear yourself, because otherwise you're going to be bringing every past life in. Everybody's spirit will be trying to reach you. You'll not understand why you feel heavy and you can't sleep. You need to clear yourself, okay?
Yeah. Maybe I need to do that because I haven't been sleeping, so.
Yes, I can pick it up. All right, I have to move on to the next caller, but please call me and let me know
Bonnie.
What you're going to do. Great things for you, girlfriend.
All right. Appreciate it. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love her. I just love our callers. I love our chatters. I love this show because I feel like as you learn, I learn. And I'm just so happy to be here and talk to everyone. So 630, if I've got you out of line, just let me know. You can't let me know because you don't see the board, but 630, you are on with me. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. This is Lisa in the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa.
In the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa in the Midwest. Can I ask you a question? Do you do any cleansing and clearing of your aura or space?
Do I do cleansing and clearing?
Your aura or space.
Yes.
Okay. And
I bought this. It's really cool. I've used it once, but I bought this Oh, I don't know. It's a California thing, and you just like you light it up, and you put it throughout the house, and then you take it off the fire when you're done with it. You put it throughout the rooms. I think it's sage, and it just clears the air. And then you open your windows for a few minutes, and then you close them. I really like it.
You sound like my girlfriend Sharon. Are you sure your name is Lisa?
Yeah. So I've called in. I haven't called in for a while, but I did it once, and then I also, I don't know, like I just use a lot of lemon in the kitchen, and you know, you're talking about like cleansing of the house type thing, things like that. Try to do more natural, okay. Like white vinegar. I don't like a lot of chemicals.
Right. Well, when you cleanse your aura, it's all about what you do psychically. So I love that you cleanse your house with lemon, and I love that because lemon is a great natural scent. So, and I love that you use sage. Sage will clear a room, but what clears a room really is your intent. So the more what really cleanses a room, karma, you know, from a metaphysical, because you're thinking of physical, I'm thinking metaphysical.
Yeah.
So when you cleanse a room or your aura, you're cleansing your spirit, your area, your aura around your body, your, you know, light body, you're clearing so that you can bring positive energy and get rid of negative thoughts and energy. So
yeah, the sage does that.
Yeah, it does.
I think the sage does that.
Yeah, absolutely. But some people can't sage, you know, while if they're at work. They can't sage their body. So what we're talking about today, which is a really good idea, is if you are out or you're even working with people, you can cleanse and clear. It doesn't have to be a physical form like sage, but it can be a metaphysical form where you look at what we were just talking about, that you see a rainbow of water come down, and I ask it to wash all the negative energy of my own that I've accumulated and others down the drain. And I watch it for about a few seconds, and that clears my aura. So do you ever clear? Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it's okay. I just, you know, it's just a question we're asking today.
Yeah. I do in my own way. I don't know. But are we allowed to ask a question today, or is it, I just
yes,
got on the phone, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had kind of a personal question I wanted to ask, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I have really like a lot of cleansing information to share, but so
well,
I had
okay.
a personal question. Yeah,
okay.
I was
go
looking
ahead.
To move. Yeah, I'm looking to move, and I was wondering if you see that like coming up this year or next year, or what you see with that.
I don't. It's not a move for a business, is it? Because I don't see that.
Absolutely
see,
not.
It,
no.
Right. So
no, it's nothing with business. It's personal.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I just said. I don't see any move for business. So I'm looking for personal and a personal space. I feel that they're telling me, just I'm listening to spirit. They're saying that you don't like, well, I mean, if you're asking if you could move, what they're saying is you don't like the environment you're in. And I'm talking about maybe the area. Is that correct?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's just not for me. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And like, I want to move. I'm just wondering, do you see it happening this fall or next year? Because there's like some pending things, reasons that I might, it could happen this year or next year. You know, it's going to happen by next year, I believe. I just wondered if you see things moving kind of fast later this fall where I buy and sell, or if you see it maybe next year. Because there's a lot involved with that, you know.
Well, I do feel that it would be early for this fall, but fall lasts a few months. So when you say, is it going to happen this fall? I believe that you can, they're telling me you can make this happen if you want it to, meaning you need to move a lot of this negative stuff out quickly. And there are attachments I see that you might have that you have to worry about. And I feel that it'll be before next fall, so I don't feel it's going to take a year. But they keep showing me spring, and I don't know why. So, you know, okay. The end of fall is winter. I feel like that's a stagnant point for you. And then they keep showing me this big letter, spring. So I feel that you mm-hmm. will move this. It's not this year, because it'll be 2018, not 2017. But I believe that when you move, you're going to be happy. I don't feel moving in the fall or winter this year is going to do you any good. And I feel the spring is all about, and that's maybe why I was wondering they kept bringing me the Ace of Swords, okay, about change, about mental change, the hands of God giving someone a change. And so for me, mm-hmm. and then I'm seeing all the aces, cups, swords, wands, with little bits of flowers coming out, or little green things. So for me, spring would be spring cleaning, get rid of everything that you need to go, because if you don't, you're going to bring that with you. And that's not something you're going to do. They're not going to let you. So you have from now to spring to get every duck in a row. And then once spring hits, I feel like you're going to spring into a new life, and it'll be in a new place.
Okay. So, like, I'm going to buy this. So I might buy it this fall, or I'm going to buy next year. Because I'm kind of like, I need a little bit of money more to do this. So I don't know if I'm going to have it enough this fall or maybe next year. Well, I will buy next year, no. But if I have it by, like, I'd say October 1st, then I could still, like, maybe find something, you know, because I can buy first, and then that's the best way for me. And then I can sell in the spring. That's kind of what I want to do. That would be not so much pressure for me.
Well, what I see is, if I see that everything's going to be new and a fresh start, then everything will be given to you in that kind of light. So you're asking me, y'all have enough money? Well, you're going to have to, because if I see that you have a big change and it's going to be big, and they showed me every ace that's there. It's going to be a change in your mental, like God gave you a new chance, change in emotion, your cup running over, a change in ace of pentacles, earth. So you're going to change where you live. It all is going to come. But if I can't tell you how or when you're going to get money, but I know it's coming, so you're going to have to get money, because otherwise you couldn't make that change, could you?
Right. Well, I know my parents died, so that's where it is. And so we're in the middle of everything now. So I just don't think, I mean, I'm hoping that this fall, in a way, I could then look, because it would be less pressure for me if I could kind of do this later in the fall. Sometimes you get really good deals, like around November, and then the bank mm-hmm. said that there's a good chance by then that they could do a partial thing to me. So I just wondered if you see that coming this fall or next spring, because there's pending like litigation and stuff with the family.
I don't feel anything is going to be able to allow you to continue with what you're going to want to do till spring. So I feel like that's okay. What I'm going to tell you. So, listen, it's going to happen. It's going to come soon. You're not going to have to worry. Mm. All the things will be taken care of. If you move under duress, the move will be no good. So there is what I'm saying to you. So you don't want that. You want all your ducks in a row, moving too soon, making a decision too soon under what you have right now would only be disastrous, and you won't like where you're going to go. So let's do this when everything's settled, okay? You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, so sweet. I just love questions like that. By the way, how I work, and I don't know if anybody realizes this, but spirit talks through me. So if I'm listening, sometimes you'll hear me. I'll have a clip, or sometimes I just keep talking, and that means spirit's coming right through me. So 623, you are on with me. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fabulous today. And who am I speaking with?
Great, this is Marion.
Marion? Hi, Marion. So have you heard what we're talking about?
Yeah, I've been listening. I was listening online for a while, and then I just kind of thought, you know what, maybe I'll call in.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, and happy
So
birthday to you, by the way.
thank you. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm looking at my happy birthday balloon. You know what happened to me? And I have beautiful flowers, but every birthday, and I know you probably don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Every birthday, I order my own cake because people buy me cakes that they think I like, but I really love different years, I like different things. So this year, I got my whole cake was vanilla with wildflowers all over it, like crazy wildflowers on the side, on the front, because that's me. I use a flower therapy deck. Well, I one ordered too much, right? And then my sister yelled at me because she said, "Why do you have to run your birthday? I wanted to buy you a cake and you had to buy your own cake." And then when I brought it home, it was stale and I had had it made. So, you know, it taught me a lesson. I know, it taught me a lesson. I need to leave my birthday alone. I need to let people buy me birthday cake and stop being so controlling.
Right.
That,
Oh,
isn't that
that's so
crazy?
messed up. That is crazy that it would be stale. Oh my greatness. But you know,
Yes,
people
and I
think
had it ordered it. Well, you know what? I think they just gave me an old, like, you know, it was Publix, and they just gave me this beautiful cake. And then I cut into it, and I thought, oh, it's going to be so delicious. I mean, I could see it, I could smell it, I could feel it. And the icing was great, and the cake was like probably they gave me one of their, like, because they, I think they keep them frozen. They say they don't, but I think they keep the, like, the, you know, the, like, the bot, whatever it's called, the meat of the cake, or, you know, it was a sheet cake.
Yeah.
I think they take them out, and then I think they gave me an old freaking cake, and I'm so mad. I was so mad. I when they're not
Well,
cheap,
you make
I was
sure you
thinking
go
of
back
taking
and
it
let
back.
them know that you know. You gotta tell them.
I will.
You gotta tell them
What was
because
your?
they know. Public needs to know that. They need to
I
know.
know. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell. What's your favorite cake? Which what should have been the question I asked today. But what's your favorite cake?
My favorite cake is maybe chocolate. Chocolate. I don't like a lot of frosting. Yeah, I like chocolate. I like decadent stuff, like dark chocolate and frosting and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Okay. Well, you heard about, and I won't make you answer it, but did you hear about cleansing and clearing? Do you clear out your space? Do you clear out yourself?
I
Do you
do. I
clear?
definitely do that. I definitely take cleansing baths, and I also sage my house
Ooh.
with sage as well as Palo Alto, and I also use what's called Florida water. I don't know if you know about that.
No, tell me. I'm in Florida. So where's the water? Tell me about it.
So Florida water is a mixture that you make, and a lot of spiritualists use it. It's just it's like water. It's purified water, vodka, and like different herbs and flowers that makes your house really clean, and you just kind of wash your house with it, you know, wipe down stuff with it. Gives it a really sweet
Yeah.
smell, and
And then you could drink it at the end if you still have it left.
if you really wanted to, but yeah. And you can dapple
Don't
yourself a
drink.
little bit. Yeah, you could dapple yourself, I guess. I've never thought about drinking Florida water. Honestly, I haven't, but yeah, I just grew up with washing. You wash a little bit in your mop water, you know, a little bit, and then toss it out on your front lawn and keep things away. Yeah.
Oh, I love that, honey. You just taught me something. I never knew about Florida water. You're gonna have to write me because I need to give this recipe to people.
Oh, I sure will. I sure will.
If you just put it in either chat, you know, the next time you come to the show and I can get it, or if you email me, it's B, my initial, B Albers, which you see my name, Albers, and my birthday, 714. At AOL.com, and just put in the subject box, put show, so that I don't, because I get so many, and sometimes, but I just click them, so this way I can answer them.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Okay.
since you help me so much, how can I help you?
I am so open. I just listen to you how you do. I like how you just flow. So I don't really want to interrupt, but I just wanted to see just whatever at this moment that I need? Because sometimes I know we will ask for things, but it's not what's primal for us to have and hear. So I just got told to be quiet.
Well, you know what? I just got told for me to be quiet. So I don't know. Our guides are playing funny tricks on us. But here's what I like. I like a question, because if I've got to pull from the universe okay. anything you're looking for, it takes me too long. Even just give me a subject matter and I can pull it out.
Okay,
but
sure.
I do have to tell you. Well, I do have to tell you really quick. You're very metaphysical. But I don't know if I feel like some people know and some people don't. And that's weird for spirit to say to me, because either somebody's really closed, but they do this closet, then you call the show because they love doing it, but on the outside they don't. But I don't feel that's with you. I think you just talk yourself. They're telling me that you do talk about things like that in a different way. Am I picking you up?
You're right. You're right. I am into metaphysical and spiritual stuff. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fabulous, because what they're telling me is, you know, girl, oh my God, they're giving me this scene of, it's got to be either a relative that is either alive or they were alive pretty, you know, that they haven't passed over that far. But it's like a female, and she's got these curly curls in her hair. They're black, and she's gone, wash that something right out of my hair. You gotta wash that something right out of your hair.
Yeah.
And she's just washing her hair with these fingers, and she's a bigger lady, and she's just laughing and having a great time. So I don't know if you know what that means. I don't know if the symbol's good for you, but what they're doing, okay, because it's a really cool scene for me. So I love that. And this woman is with you, that either she's with you in spirit and hasn't passed that long, or she's still with you, because I never hear a lie. So I don't know, like, if this woman passed or she's still with you, but she's a fun lady.
She passed away.
Yeah,
she's my sister. Yeah,
she's so fun. She's a fun girl. I can see it right now. And if she isn't fun to other people, she was fun to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she's laughing and smiling. Yeah, she's laughing and smiling, and she's dancing sideways. So I feel like she wants you to know, with all of this, she's with you. You probably know that because you are spiritual. Although, like I said, some people know and some people don't, honey. But she is with you 100%, and she has not left your side since she's left the earth plane. So I do want you to know she's almost like a spirit guide, but not like an old spirit guide. So she's going to help you with a lot of things. And she always wanted to on earth. So either she's continuing what she was doing, or she didn't have enough time to help you because of herself. So whatever it is, she's made a pact that she will not leave here until you're through. And she said she will be the one meeting you when it's your turn. But she's shaking her finger. It's not yet, so don't worry about it, because she feels like you're thinking, oh, is it my turn? No, it isn't your turn, honey. So I do want you to know that she is with you. And she says that, just give me a second. Don't listen to her. She says she has problems, but she doesn't. She's really a happy soul, just like I was, or that she is now. And if she creates her own issues, they're really tiny ones. So I don't feel like you have a bad life. I don't feel like you have, you know, she's not saying that you do either. She thinks that you're good, that you're really good. Now, everybody has issues, but she's saying you don't have the big issues that a lot of people you know have. Okay, so
oh my
now
gosh, I'm not expecting that today. I was calling in for
Well, that's because you have not real elaborate issues. So you are absolutely really, really good. And so give me the issue you called in, because she'll help me give you the answer. But what she's saying is, well, honey, you have the answers. You don't even need help. But go ahead and give me the question.
Yeah, I was going to focus on Patrick. I'm just trying to get some appeasement around the situation.
You know what your sister's saying the minute that, and she's laughing, but she says, Patrick is a weasel. I don't know what that means, but she's saying she's laughing when she says it.
Yeah, I tell her I know. I mean, yeah, she hears me. I know how he looks, yeah.
Okay, so he's just saying that she's just saying with a smile on her face, what does weasel mean to you? Is he like a wop? I mean, is he, what's a weasel mean to you?
That was our joke about the way he looked. That's the way he looked and walked. That was our joke.
Okay, because that's what she's saying. So there's your confirmation. So if she's saying it endearingly. So I'm assuming that she likes it.
Yeah, he passed on too. Yeah.
Yeah. And what she and is he in spirit?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Because I don't. Maybe that's why. That's why she's dancing sideways, because you know weasels are always moving, but I don't see him with her, so I don't feel she's here, but you know she's here, it's not with him, but I can't figure out, I don't see him with her, but I can't, she likes him, but I don't feel like he's with her. And that is the issue at hand. So she's not, but she's given me sideways dances. So does he move all the time? Is that what happens? He moves all the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what she's doing. Yeah, that's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. I mean, because if you would see her, when she's moving her hips, moving her legs, moving over here, moving over there, and that's what, with a big smile on her face. So he's there, but she's not with her. She's just giving me who he is. But don't worry, they're happy, happy, happy. They're doing the happy dance is all I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying. Yeah, I was just wondering if the situation, all the little stuff around that, would be okay for me. But I guess it will be, because she said I don't have any real issues. So I guess it's got to get through this moment, and then everything else will calm down, and I'll be back to normal. I'm happy. Wow.
I am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. I know you didn't expect it. I don't either. I love when spirit comes, when they come. Sometimes they don't. But anyway, have a fabulous, awesome, even if it's not your birthday, chocolate cake somewhere. Decadent.
Yes, I plan on doing that today. You made me think about that. I envisioned that when you said, I was like, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's.
Ooh, I love Trader Joe's. Okay. Everyone, we'll meet you at Trader Joe's, and we'll have some chocolate decadent cake. All right. Have a great day, and call and let us know how you're doing. You're welcome.
I sure
Bye.
Will. Send you the recipe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That's crazy. Florida water. I've never heard of it. But man, I'm going to make some. What a great thing. Okay. I am going to pick up 650. 650, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Miranda. How are you?
I'm good, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I enjoyed your birthday. Yes, about your clearing. The clearing. Sorry about your cake.
What do you do?
I
know. Can you believe it? I mean, like, you know, what kind of thing is that? But, you know, then people say that I'm too controlling. But I don't know. You know, maybe I am too controlling. But I could tell you one thing. I'm not. Maybe spirit hit me in the head saying, yeah, you want your own birthday cake? Yeah, you don't want people to order it when they wanted to bring you something nice? We'll make sure that this doesn't happen again. They hit me with a stale birthday cake.
I don't know. I think there has to be balance in everything. I think, yeah, from what I've heard on the last few shows where you're talking about your birthday, you had it all planned. You wanted to go here, and you're meeting with this friend and like on a certain day, and you're meeting with your family on this day. So but then let go a little bit. So, you know, like let them also treat you and do like add in little surprises. I think, you know, that's the way to go, to balance and everything.
You, listen, you are so right. And believe me, if I could take it over, I absolutely would. So I did, you know, and I caused people who want to do me nice things a little bit of stress. So, yep, I learned my lesson, and you are so right. Balance and everything is a good idea. But you know what, Miranda, if you know me, you know the balance is a tough thing for me because I have no earth in my chart.
I know, and I remember last time I talked to you, you said my energy just brought you right back down.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Absolutely. Tell me where we're at with you.
So, well, last time we were talking about my job, like the work opportunity, and so that's probably, like what Jerry had said, it'll probably happen next month, so nothing's happening there. I'm calling in with a different question. I was wondering, mm-hmm. if you pick up anything regarding my maternal grandfather. There seems to be some, like, I don't know, I'm getting like mixed stories about the way he died, and I would just love some, I don't know, clarity, if he comes through and if he can shed some light.
Okay, so you're looking for, it's your maternal grandfather, which is yes. your mom's side. Okay, so what I'm picking, so what I am picking up is he keeps coughing, like he's like choking, and I don't understand why. He's holding his throat, but I don't hear anything from him. So I don't mean that he choked, you know, on a piece of food, but I feel when they do that to me, it means he has trouble breathing, that he couldn't eat. So what did he, can I ask what he passed over from?
See, that's the thing, I'm getting different messages, to be honest, like from what we know.
How old was he? Because he's older.
No, he was middle-aged. He didn't really.
Okay.
He died relatively young, from what
then I might, that this might be not who I'm picking up, because I'm picking up somebody who's in his 80s, looks like he's in his 80s, and no, I don't know who it is, but he's throat. So again, I don't know if he passed away with throat cancer, or he's holding his throat because he couldn't breathe, he couldn't talk, he couldn't breathe. But that's who I'm picking up right now. So I've got to clear this mm-hmm. energy then.
Okay, so
I'm not, you know, I don't want to tell you that who I see, but this guy is pretty prominent. So this other gentleman you're looking for is not coming through, and the reason is either one of two reasons. He doesn't want anybody to know, because there might be something that's hidden about his death that if you found out might not be great for the family, or he's not here. I mean, he's not, he's hot, you know, he's healing, hiding. He's healing and doesn't want to come. I mean, that's two ways spirit, you can look at spirit. I very rarely, you know, I don't want to say that and then look, spirit won't come to me, but very rarely do I have this happen. But this guy is, he's just grabbing his throat, and I don't understand it. So can you tell me a little bit about the death? Because maybe this guy is trying to tell me, another spirit, how he died. So can you tell me, because it might be, is it his father? Was his father still alive?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know a whole lot. I have to really ask my mom. But, oh, you know what?
Because I feel like it's got to be. Go ahead.
I don't know. And I said, what prompted like my wanting to get in touch with my grandfather was in a reading, somebody said that my grandmother was still with me and that she needed to move on, and I had to help her get to the light. And so that's what like sort of got me on this nostalgic road. Like, and I don't know a whole lot about my grandfather. My mother, I don't think knew a lot too, because he died when she was little. So it's like,
I feel like, you know what, did he have, I mean, because it's got, I can't breathe, so maybe it's the lungs. Did he have polio? Did he have something that stopped him from being able to breathe at a young age?
I don't think so, no. They said he died.
Because I'm, okay, I don't, you know, maybe he had, maybe he couldn't breathe because he had something, but I'm telling you, the guy's holding his throat, and he can't breathe. So literally, I don't want to say that that's what happened, but this older gentleman is bringing this to me. So, okay. I mean, I just feel like he could not swallow or breathe. He's holding his throat. So I don't know what that could have happened. If it was an accident and it was a car accident, maybe his windpipe got crushed. If it was that, you know, he was in a restaurant or something, maybe he got something caught in his throat. But the guy is showing me clearly that this, whoever, he's showing me on him, that if it is, if this guy died young, then I am assuming this is a father figure, a grandfather figure that's coming to tell you how this happened. Okay. With your grandmother, with your grandmother. I wish you could check that out because it is such a clear picture. I'm not going to dismiss it. So with your grandmother, I don't feel like you feel that your grandmother is, I feel that, you know, you feel, maybe I'm wrong about this, but you feel she's kind of stuck. Is that what you're feeling?
I mean, according to this medium, I helped her reach the light. And I'm just wondering, I mean, that's what I know, that I helped her. She was lingering. She wasn't letting go and you know, crossing over fully. But I did help her apparently last week. And I don't know. I'm just wondering, is she really there? And did her, what's the word?
Here's what I'm picking up with your grandmother, okay? It has nothing to do, she wanted to stay because she's worried about some things. And it has nothing to do with her not finding the light. I just don't see that, because what I feel is she wanted to be here with you or somebody in the family. And what I feel this medium might have picked up is that you need to, if she's worried about you or somebody in your family, that you need to let her know that it's okay, you'll be fine. But I never feel, and I have not felt, that she was stuck. I feel that she wanted to be with you, around you, and around someone else in your family, because she's worried about them. So okay. I'm not going to go into the stuck thing, because that's something I can't, so I can't go into that, because, can you hold on?
Yeah.
Either, we'll do this, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. What?
Sure.
We'll do it next time. So, no. Anyway, this is a reality show, and I'm having to say goodbye to someone in the house. So I thank
you. No worries.
But, you know, I just don't feel that you have any, I feel the guilt. It's really crazy because you are weighty, and I know that it's bothering you, but I feel that you need to lighten this load. She did not stay because she's stuck. She stayed because of a situation. And whether that medium, because I think we're all good, but that medium might have used that word because she is worried about something that's happening either to you or a family member. And so maybe that's the reason she used the word stuck. I would not use stuck. I would use the word that she was here. She can leave anytime. She can go cross the border anytime. She can go to the other side anytime. But she chose to come back and keep coming back, or staying here until this situation is resolved. But she is definitely not stuck. She wants you to know that. And that, I don't know if you know why she's still, you know, she's still hanging out with you. But the truth of the matter is, she's going to still hang out with you. Keep coming back. I don't think she's there 24/7, but she'll keep coming back until either she feels that the reason why she keeps checking up on you is resolved, or that it no longer exists. I don't know if you know what it is she's worried about, but I totally don't think she's stuck. So I don't feel you should have any angst about that yet. And I would check out about the grandfather, because I feel either his windpipe, if he had an accident with a car or something went through his windpipe, or he choked on something. That's my sign, you know, that I can't give it up, because that's what he's showing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there any other question you want?
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah.
Is
okay. Yeah, I was wondering if you pick up anything, if you pick up anything regarding my daughter's relationship, like, is it going to be, is there a future in there, or is it just temporary?
I feel it's temporary. So I can't tell you how temporary, but that's what's coming through, temporary. As soon as you said it, the words were like emblazoned in my subconscious. So I usually, if it wasn't, it would have a different word, but I feel it's temporary. And I feel that maybe this is the situation that your mom's still here for, because I feel you're worried about it. So I really wouldn't give it, you know, her path. And I think you probably, if you've listened to the show, it's really hard because I have kids and I know exactly what you're going through, but in different things. But if you get one of a really nice medium said to me, and I really, really loved that she did this. It gave me some insight years ago when I thought I was a young buck that was doing everything. Mm-hmm. She said, Bonnie, if you walk on the path of your children and you try, you can only give them advice. But once you jump on that path to make decisions for them, to tell them how wrong something is or how they shouldn't do this, then you've allowed them to step off their path and you've now stepped on it. Well, they'll have to come back and make that up because it's their life journey. This is all written before you come. So trust that if this is temporary, there's a reason and things karmically, which I can feel, that have to be resolved. And then then it'll dissolve and it will not be, it won't exist anymore. So take the advice I give everybody and not myself, step off that path you can give advice, but no, I feel it's temporary. I don't know, you know, I don't feel it's soon temporary, but I feel it's temporary.
Okay. I appreciate that, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And
have a great day.
Get your money back. Get your money back.
Thank you. I'm going to try, but I appreciate it. And what's funny is I put it in the freezer. You know what they say about people who put things in the freezer? If you do any type of, I think it's spell work. I don't do it, but I know people that do. They put things in the freezer that they want cut out of their life. I put the cake in the freezer and I didn't even think about it. So it's probably, I don't even want to think about that it was. And I am going to, I can take it back. Actually, I'll have them taste it and tell me whether they think it's fresh, right?
Exactly. Let them taste it. Thank you. That's right.
Thank you. You made my
day. Have a great day. Oh, I love you.
Thank you. Call me back. Oh, I love you too. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, I just, you know, I love my callers. I love my chatters. I love my listeners. And I love that I'm able to to be on the show. I really am. And I thank the universe. I thank all my angels, guides, and creators and everything. And that I am able to put this on because this is my lifeline. Without you guys, you know, who would I talk to, right? Who would I impart all of my visions on? So I'm so grateful and thankful you let me in and you let me do this. 347, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Catalina.
Catalina, is that like the Catalina dressing?
I'm sorry, no.
I love Catalina dressing, so I don't mean it in bad or anything. I just mean it in Catalina dressing. If I could eat it, would be one of my favorite things to put on everything. But, okay, so have you been, I bet you nobody asked you that. I'm probably one of the only ones, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm probably one of the only people that asked you about Catalina dressing, right?
Yes, you are. I've never heard of Catalina dressing until today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? When you go to the grocery store, buy yourself a little bottle of Catalina, and I'm going to guarantee you, you'll eat it all the time on everything. I like it on salad, but you can put it on sandwiches and stuff like that. Catalina, darling, sweetheart. So tell me, do you clear or cleanse at all?
Do I what?
Clear or cleanse yourself? Like, you know, we all have, you know, we use sage. A lot of people use sage to bring fresh energy into their house. People feel or empathic have to clear their body auras so that they can get rid of any negative energies that come at them or come through them or with them, because we all have negative and positive energies that hit us day, you know, all day long, from others or ourselves. So do you clear, do you do any clearing, or is this new to you?
This is very new to me. I mean, it's not very new to me, because I have relatives who do it, but not myself.
But you don't. Okay. Well, well, you know, I feel like, oh my gosh, you feel like you have a 12th house placement. You feel very, I'm almost going to say scorpionic. You have something in Scorpio, because you have a hidden side to you. You have a very quiet, like you might be out there, but you hide a lot of things from the public. That's what my aura is for you. You might not say what you really mean, and you kind of watch people. This is that what I'm getting through you. So there's only two signs that really do that. One is a Scorpio, and the other is that sits back, is more of a Capricorn. So somewhere in your chart, you've got these placements, or you have a lot of Earth. So, okay, well, what are you? What's your agenda? You're going to say your Gemini. What's your star sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Ah, well, it's just like a Gemini, they're air. But
yeah, I was going to say that. Related.
Uh-huh. Well, if you look at it, at Aquarius, my husband's Aquarius and I have Aquarius moon. The Aquarius is really interesting because they're forward thinkers. They do keep a lot of things to themselves, but I tell you why. Look at the card of the Aquarius is the, what's the card? Oh my God, it's sitting right in front of me. The Aquarius card is the woman, the star. So she's got her foot in the water and the other knee is kneeling on the earth, and she's pouring the, I'm going to make sure it's that card, but she's pouring the water, the bowl of water into the water. So she's really half earth and half water. That's really what Aquarius is all about. And they're forward thinkers. So I have an Aquarius husband. I know he keeps things to himself. He doesn't say everything. It's not that he keeps it. He just doesn't say everything. And that's the feeling I have with you. So what question would you like to ask me today?
Well, the question that was most pressing on my mind is in regards to the situation that I have right now. I'm going to be starting grad school soon, and I need to be able to transport to and from that school and from my house. So I've been trying to get my license, and I've been trying to, like, so that I am able to have the license. I just finished taking a test today, and I ended up failing it. And so now it's like I'm out a lot of money, and I'm not sure if rushing the test date would be to my benefit, because I'm not sure if I have enough support, like, to be able to do that. So, I mean, I'm able to pay for some extra classes, but as it is right now, I don't know if, like, I'm rushing into it again, or I'm just going too fast, because I do have this tendency to be not patient and try to get things going forward.
Okay, now, are we talking about school tests? You took a test and you failed it. Are you talking about the driving test? I'm totally confused here, because they're showing me two different things.
Yeah, so I failed the driving test.
Okay.
Because I had initially planned it, so yeah.
Okay. How far is school?
30-minute drive from my place.
Okay. How do you get to school without the drive, or you haven't started yet? Because I feel like you already know an alternative plan. You're just asking me because you don't want that alternative plan. Either there's a bus route that will, it'll take you an hour versus half an hour. There's a train route, or there's something that you're not quite telling me. I think that's why I thought you were, you know, holding things back. But there is a way to get to school, you know, that you know of without having to drive, you know, or they're showing me an online program. So which is it? Do you know how to get to school without a car? Because I feel like I wouldn't take the test right away. I would not take the test right away.
Because if I take it with, if I take it like public transportation, it would take me over 2 hours and 30 minutes. It would not be feasible. Going back, going to is 2 hours and 30 minutes. Coming back is 2 hours and 30 minutes. So.
Okay. So how do you get, so you're not, right. Okay. Can you do the grads? Is it a graduate program you're talking about or bachelor? Did you say graduate program or bachelor?
No, it's graduate because it's a school of medicine.
So it's graduate. Are you talking about medical school?
Yes.
Okay. You live, so that's what they're saying. Why are you not living? There might be, and the reason why I'm saying this is there might be a roommate for you, because I feel that I don't feel the driving right away. I feel the driving soon, but I don't feel the driving right away. So when do you have to start school? In September or the end of August?
I start school in August 1st.
Okay. Really? Okay, because my daughter was in medical school and I think it started, oh, you're right. I think she had to be there August 11th. That's when. Do you know if there is any way? I feel there might be some financial aid for you. Have you looked into financial aid or a loan?
I have looked into financial aid and I've been receiving an award, but I don't know if it's going to be enough.
I feel
to
you
pay
need
for
to,
a room.
It will. I feel you have a room. I really believe that there is going to be a room share. I don't know what that's called. I don't know how it looks. But they keep saying room share. So I don't know if there is someone there that needs a roommate, that you could put it up on a board, or there's something in the area that has like a note on the bulletin board somewhere in your medical program that says either it's another type of something like a nurse or a PA that needs a room share. And I feel you will be able to afford it. You need to go and do this because I do not feel even driving would be, even if you got your license, I don't feel that happening. I feel you will have your license. You will be able to drive. I do see that. But I feel like you need to live. They're showing me right there at school or close to school where you can, you know, you're either on campus, a little further from campus where you can walk, or there's like a bus that'll take you 10 minutes. But I do feel that you're not going to be driving to school at first. And I do feel there's a roommate involved. And I do feel that it's either money given to you or a scholarship, that, you know, whatever you're going to use to pay, but there is going to be money there for you.
Okay. Is there any more information as to like how I can recognize this opportunity other than I'm sorry.
Well, the opportunity is going to present itself when you start looking. So if you call the medical school and say, listen, is there any type of bulletin board, or usually they're on Facebook, the class of, that I can post that I need a roommate, or if anyone needs a room share. I keep hearing room share, and I don't know why that is. I don't feel that you are going to need it, like possibly the following year. I feel you're gonna change possibly because there'll be other friends that you're going to be involved with. But I feel that there is a room share coming up for you and it's going to fall into your lap once you start looking. But I feel like that was off the table and you didn't do it. So it's waiting there for you. You need to look into bulletin boards, school, Facebook, you know, the class of for the school. It's on some type of, you call the school because the school knows and say, you know, what do people do who are looking for roommates? They're going to give you a name of someone that is either an upperclassman that can give you some advice. Well, we have a lot of kids that move into here. We have a lot of kids that move into here. And, you know, if you want, you know, you can, you know, look into the apartments or whatever and see if they, you know, have anything that people are looking for rooms. You're going to find this person pretty quickly. So you got to start looking right now. Room share.
Okay. And so I shouldn't rush the road test then.
No, I just don't feel it's going to be for you. You can. I mean, you know, to me, I would do all your options. So, but I just don't feel it's going to be for you. I feel there's a reason that you did not pass right away. And I feel like it's because you're meant to share a room with someone and be closer to school.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
I hope this helped you. Let me know. I want to hear. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. It's a great profession. My daughter is a resident. So good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Wow.
I'm a nurse. You have to do. Yeah, you have to do what you have to do, honey, and they will help you. You just got to go tell them what you need. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you. You too. Bye bye. Bye. Oh, I love her, honey. That's the best profession in the whole world you could want to get into. It's health. It's healing. It's wonderful. And the universe will provide a way. You just got to, you do need to be near school. You do need to be where the vibe is for you. And you'll be meeting a lot of people that will get you through the next 4 years. So, hey, good luck. Shout out, kudos to you. And I know we all wish you a very, very, very successful career. So I am going to tell you that I want to let everyone know it has been a pleasure and an honor to be here and to be able to speak with you, to be able to chat with you. My next show is tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and I do this for a living. So if you want to get a hold of me, just write. You know, Jerry's talked me into getting back my web page. Okay, so within the next 3 months, you will see. I've had so many web pages, everyone. One is I can't keep it up. Two is when I do keep it up, I don't know how to use it. It's one of those things. So I am going to put one back up. Anyway, before that goes back up, guys, you can get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. Just put in the subject line, show. Once you do that, I'll know that it's about the show. It is about contact for me. And if there's any big movie or TV producer or radio producer that wants to take this show to the biggest level and the greatest level of peeps that you can, I am always available. Get a hold of me. So everyone have a great evening, a great day. I thank again everyone for wishing me a happy birthday. You know my birthday is going to go all month. So again, thank you, thank you, and have a great, fabulous, awesome rest of your day. Bye. And please join me tomorrow because Jerry Humphreys will rock the house. Bye, everyone.